Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for Sunday Morning with Love in Action. I am Ken Tuck, and I'm so glad you are with us this morning. Hope you are doing well. I know many are going stir crazy with the stay-at-home order. Others are still working hard. Many are struggling and going through different situations right now. But today, I want to bring you encouragement. When you tune into the news or read the news, there's just a lot of death, a lot of unknown that's out there. But today I want to bring you some encouragement. How about that? That'd be okay? Before we get into today's message, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. God, you're so good. In the midst of chaos, God, you're our solid foundation, Lord Jesus. You're the one that we can stand firm on, and you anchor our lives, Lord. We thank you that you are in control, and God, you are doing a mighty work in the midst of everything that's going on. Father, I do want to lift up to you those who are hurting this morning, those who have lost jobs, those whose businesses have been shut down or drastically cut back. Father, I want to pray for your strength, for your peace, for your provision. God, you know what we have need of, and you tell us that when we seek you first, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, God, you'll take care of these things that we need in our lives. So, Lord, I pray for encouragement for everyone this morning. I pray, Father, that we will continually seek after you and your will, that we will continually to be thankful people, even when times are hard. The Apostle Paul wrote to be thankful at all times. Father, that's how you want us to be, and God, we should be. Because when we have you, we truly have everything. Because God, you're not surprised by things that happen. We can put all of our trust in you, knowing that you are going to work things out. And God, you do work all things out for the good for those who believe. And Father, I want to pray for those this morning who don't believe, who don't have that relationship with you, Jesus. I pray for them this morning that, God, they'll just open up their hearts to you. Just draw them in, Father God. Draw them to you. Holy Spirit, reveal the truth of what Jesus has done on that cross and has risen from the grave and wants to give each one of us life eternal, forgiveness of sins. So, Lord, I just pray for each person. God, those who are believers but who are just struggling right now with their faith, maybe wondering where you're at during all of this. So, God, I just pray, God, that their faith will be strengthened today. And, God, that they will hear something on this program that's going to encourage them this morning. And, Father God, we just want to lift up all of the leaders, local, state, national leaders, Father, that they will seek you for wisdom. They will seek you for direction. God, there's so many decisions that has to be made, and just pray for your wisdom in it all. Father, I lift up our healthcare workers to you, our first responders to you, and pray for your strength, your protection. God, you'd continue to watch over them, Lord, as they serve. They are on the front lines. God, I just thank you for each one, Lord, and pray your blessings upon them. Father, I pray for pastors and leaders of ministries, Father, that as we continue to seek you, Lord, as you're shaking things up, doing things within the body of Christ, Lord, that we will be obedient to what you say. Because, God, I know you're doing an awesome thing right now, and I know you're speaking to us. So, Lord, may we have ears to hear what you're telling us. Father, we love you. We thank you and we praise you, and it's in your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Well, this morning I just wanted to share with you things that I'm seeing as we are out in the community, throughout the community, ever since the COVID-19 crisis began. Of course, well before that, that's just part of our ministry, is being out in the community and reaching out to the homeless, but also reaching out to those who are in need. And in this day and age, there are a lot more people in need because mainly of job loss. As the economy has closed and businesses have closed or has suspended services or have cut back, so many people are out of work. And as we go out, we're seeing people, and we're talking with people, we're praying with people. And so today I just want to share with you some of the things that we're seeing out there. And I pray it brings you encouragement, because God is doing a great work in the middle of all this chaos that's been going on since the COVID-19 crisis began. When it did begin, I did as many, probably all church leaders have done, pastors, leaders of ministries, just really seeking God on what should we do. And I kept getting that feeling, that message, that still small voice, nothing audible, but I know when God's speaking to me. And he was just telling us to keep doing what we're doing. Keep going forward. Don't stop. And so that's what we did. And I talked with our small staff and our volunteers and just let them all know, hey, look, if you don't feel comfortable still ministering, going out in this environment, that's fine. You don't have to. But Pam and Sean, who's on our staff, they said, no, we're going to keep going. And some of our volunteers had to stop because they're retired and they're in that age group that more susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. But we've been seeing new volunteers come in. And so what I can't wait for is for all this to be over with and those volunteers come back to join the new ones who have joined in. And this is going to be an awesome army. And we do miss those who can't be with us right now, because they are awesome and precious people to us and just wonderful servants of the Lord. But we're seeing God move in so many different ways. And as we went on, then of course the governor came out and gave her orders of no more than 25 in a group, and then no more than 10. And we were one of the last ministries to stop having a Bible study at our facility when it went to 10 people in a group. But I just knew the Lord was telling us, okay, instead of meeting there, let's just take the word out and food out at night on Wednesday nights. And we've seen people coming to the Lord, people encouraged on Wednesday nights, and it's just been awesome. And as we've been going through this crisis, I've had to stop back at times and just shed some tears at the hurting that I'm seeing out there. And it does hurt to see people going through these tough times. But at the same time, I'm also excited about what God is doing in the lives of people. And it's just incredible. And I want to share some of those stories with you. We have seen over 40 people come to the Lord within this past month of the COVID-19 crisis going on. We're still taking the word out on the streets, and people can still come to Love in Action to receive a meal, receive groceries from our food pantry. And, you know, we try to do the social distancing and keep the hand sanitizer going, keeping everything sanitized, and still doing all of that, but taking time to talk with people, to pray with people, because that is so needed in a society that was already going down that road of not really communicating face-to-face. It was all, but you know, so many people just communicate either by text or on social media, and we are designed to have relationship. That's God put that in us, and all this quarantine and everything is just really driving people away from that. So there's a lot of loneliness right now. There's a lot of depression going on right now because of the stay-at-home order, the quarantine, all that that's going on. So we just want to continue to see people, even if it's within 6 feet apart, but still going out and talking to people, praying with people, and helping to meet those needs, because that's, quite frankly, what God's church has always done. Always. Not running from it, but running to the crisis. And as we do that, we're seeing lives change as more and more people are open to the gospel. Maybe you're listening this morning because you're seeking, and you're like, hey, I heard this guy talking about Jesus on the radio, so let me see what he's talking about. And I want to tell you that Jesus is alive and well, and he loves you just as much as he loves me and anybody else. He loves us all the same. So as we are going out and seeing people, we're seeing a real hunger for the Lord. Let me give you an example. We were out in Midland City recently, and we were handing out plates of food that we had cooked 440 pounds of chicken that day, and we took most of it out on this outreach. And as we were finishing up, we were at a housing project, then we were at a trailer park, and people were so thankful. And there was one lady who, there was 9 kids in her house. Not all of them were hers, but there was 3 adults and 9 kids. So you can just imagine, that's not easy, being at home all day long with 9 children. Whether they're good children or not, that's still, you still want some adult conversation. So she's a believer, but our volunteers, Martha and a group of our volunteers, talked with her probably about 30 minutes. And at the end of the day, she was just so thankful, and she posted on Facebook how much she appreciated the food, how much she appreciated us taking time just to talk with her. And something else cool happened in that conversation was she was not familiar with the YouVersion Bible app. And so Martha was able to tell her about that, and she downloaded it. And because she, while she can read and she can read the Bible, she says that she understands better when somebody else is reading. So, of course, on the YouVersion, you can just hit the button and it'll read the Bible to you. So she thought that was great, and that was awesome. So that was a example of what happens when we go out and actually talk to people face to face, because a lot of people are not in church, and so they're not, they know what's out there, tools like the YouVersion Bible app, or where you can go to live stream this, that, and the other. Everything that's online is awesome because we can lead people there. We can invite people there right now, but if they don't know, how are they gonna know where to go in this day of social media and live stream church services and worship services? So that was great. And she was just so encouraged, so uplifted that day. And so were our team that was there talking with her. They were really encouraged too when they finished. And when we were leaving, we still had some plates left. And I was thinking about a apartment complex in Dothan to go to. But then the Lord just dropped in my heart to go to a motel. And that's what we did. And then after we got there, probably about 15 minutes into when we were there, I realized why we came. There was a gentleman there who I've known for a number of years now, and he's really struggled over the years. And he couldn't believe that Love in Action was knocking on his hotel door to give him a plate of food and offer prayer. So the first thing he asked the person knocking on the door was, "Who are you with?" And the person said, "Love in Action." And he said, "Well, it's Ken here." And they said, "Yeah, he's back over that way." And so he came looking for me and quickly found me. And we started talking, and he said, "You know, Ken, I really need to apologize, because I was just ranting and raving on Facebook about how the church just is not out, and it's not, you know, it's like they're ignoring everybody now and staying closed and online and not being out. And here you guys are out in the community and right here." I told him, I said, "But, you know, look at our volunteers. They come from all different churches. So the body of Christ is out and is about, you know, we are about the Father's business." He was just touched by that. And I introduced him to some of our team that was out that day. And we started praying. We were, you know, kind of in a circle there. And he just fell to his knees. And he started crying out for mercy from God. Now, his words were, "I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry." Because he had, drinking is one of his vices. And he was just so upset that day and at that time, because the Holy Spirit just really came upon him. And he dropped to his knees and he started crying out to God. And we all got on our knees with him and were praying, and tears were flowing. And he finally stood up after a while, and he said, "I'll be right back. I got to go do something." Now, all of this was taking place in the parking lot of the motel in front of his room. And he went into his room, and he came back out with some beer that he had, and he just said, "I cannot do this anymore." and he went and got rid of it. And that was just a powerful, powerful moment. And what was also really great about that moment is we had several of our homeless friends out with us. They wanted to go out with us. They've seen God moving, and they want to be a part of it as well. And they're part of our family, so we said, come on. It's also an important part of discipleship. When you look at how Jesus made disciples, he taught them the word, but he also showed them how to serve and how to go out and do the ministry. And so this is a very important part of discipleship as well. We're still teaching our discipleship method, training for trainers, T for T, but we have to show people how to serve as well. And so our friends are out there with us, and they see this going on. They see God moving. And one or two of our friends were right there on their knees with the rest of us praying for this guy. And it was just such a powerful, powerful moment. That was around 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m. At the end of a long day. But what a way to end the day. And it just really energized us as well to get back to Loving Action and clean up everything and head home and just think about what had happened on that day. And it was phenomenal. We served around 350 plates that day. We had helped a lot of people with groceries as well. And on our outreach, we'd been blessed with a lot of bread and potatoes. So we're able to bless people with that as well. And that's another thing that we're really seeing. God's great provision. It's just been incredible as we've continued to go forward and do even more, especially with outreach. We've been to a number of hotels, motels, different trailer parks, different housing apartments, and just really seeing God move. But unable to do that, God has kept providing every single thing that we need. Before COVID-19 happened, or came into the YRS, I should say, about a month ago. Before that, a local farmer, a cattleman, gave us a whole cow. I butchered it and everything. All we had to do was go pick it up. And so we had all this hamburger meat and different, you know, roast and steaks and all that, oxtails, everything that comes with a cow. before all this hit. And so when it did, and as people were scrambling in grocery stores to buy meat, and it was hard to find any beef anywhere, people were able to come to Love and Action. We were able to give them hamburger meat during all that time. And it was just awesome to have that already before COVID-19 happened. And it reassured me again that, hey, God knows what's going on. He's not surprised by anything that happens. Other provisions we've seen God give us is a lot of food. And it's just been a tremendous blessing to see that. Chicken, I mentioned the beef, a lot of chicken. It's been amazing. We received 47 cases of chicken from the Wiregrass Area Food Bank. And we thank them so much for that awesome blessing. And the thing is, we don't have that kind of freezer space at Love and Action. We have a number of freezers, but we don't have a walk-in freezer. Right before that happened, one of our upright freezers went out. And not a good time for it to go out. But we put out on Facebook that we had this need, and we had gone out to try to purchase a freezer, and you could not find one in Dothan, Alabama. Or apparently hardly anywhere else. They were all gone. All have been bought up, and stores are having a hard time getting freezers to sell. When they come in, there's just a couple at a time, and they go very quickly. And so we put that message out there that we really needed a freezer, and we ended up with four freezers. It was just awesome. One gentleman gave us two really large chest freezers. Another couple gave us a smaller upright freezer, and then another couple gave us a large upright freezer. And in the midst of all that, a man came up to Love and Action and said, I hear you have a freezer that's down. I work on them. I'll be glad to see if I can repair it. And he looked at it, and he did, as a blessing to us. And so here we received those four freezers, plus that one got repaired. And then here comes 47 cases of chicken. Still, we don't have that much room in those freezers for that much chicken on top of everything else that we had already had. And so Covenant United Methodist said, look, you can use our walk-in freezers, our walk-in freezer and cooler. And what a blessing that has been. And so when we go through the chicken and beef, because again, we're cooking a lot of food each day, then we can get food out of the walk-in freezer there at Covenant. So that's just another blessing of God. And you just see how the people of God, the body of Christ, all just coming together to make things happen. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how God intended it to be in the first place. So we're seeing just all these blessings come in. And one day, Chef Christopher Dickens at Southeast Health called me and said, Ken, we got a lot of food that's left over and we need to go ahead and move it. And it was food that was already prepared in those aluminum buffet size pans. And I said, yes, we could really use those. And so I took our minivan over there, laid down the seats, and it filled up the back of that minivan, stacked at least two high. It was just an incredible amount of food that we really needed. And as I was going back, I thought about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness for 40 years. And God provided everything they need each and every day. They did not go without food. Their clothes did not wear out. Their sandals did not wear out. They had water to drink. God took care of every need. And we're seeing that daily. God taking care of every need. From food that we cook. And God bless Lonnie Kennedy. Let me tell you, that brother is cooking up all kinds of food. As a matter of fact, one day he cooked chicken five different ways. So we're just really having a lot of fun with it too. But a lot of food coming out of that kitchen, and other volunteers are getting involved and helping out with that as well. We have Miss Judy, one of our faithful volunteers. Every Thursday morning, she brings breakfast casseroles for us. Another faithful volunteer, Miss Susie, who has a broken foot right now, she still makes grits for us every Thursday. So we're able to provide a good breakfast for our friends who come by 11 Action for a meal. So you're just seeing things like this happen, and it's just so encouraging to see that the body of Christ is still moving. You don't have to have a building open for the church to move. Yes, the church is out. The church is the body of Christ. It's not the building anyway, and we've talked about that the past couple of weeks. And to see God's people out in the community, not only helping us to reach those who are and help those who are hurting at this time and to help our homeless friends, but also we see the body of Christ coming together to make masks for our healthcare providers because they need masks. And so people with sewing skills, they're putting their skills to use to help others right here in the community. And that's, again, that's what God wants us to do. We see the body of Christ coming together at both hospitals, Flowers and Southeast Health, to pray over the healthcare workers and the patients who are inside those hospitals. We're seeing the body of Christ pray over the city like never before. There's been prayer circles where people get in their cars and drive around the circle and pray in, and a lot of people doing that. Mark Giles, right here at the Joy FM, is out every day praying over local businesses and churches each and every day. And that gives us an opportunity to pray along with him and pray for our community and those local business owners who are such an important part of the economy and such an important part of this community and such an important part of proclaiming the gospel. A number of them are Christian-owned, and they really help proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's just awesome seeing the body of Christ come together like that. My prayer is that when we do get through the COVID-19 crisis, that things don't go back to normal. as far as the church goes. And I want to do a message on just on that a little bit later. But we need to keep doing what we're doing right now, because I believe we are seeing God do a mighty work. And we see it every single day at Love in Action. And we're seeing it all over the world, actually. And we'll talk about that in an upcoming program. But 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 is a very important verse, and it's a very popular verse, one that's being quoted a lot. But we need to back up one more verse and read verse 13 and 14 together, because I believe that this is what's going on right now. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. So we see that right there. There's swarms of locusts in Africa and parts of Asia that's just of biblical proportions. I mean, it's just massive swarms of locusts eating up the land. And there's droughts in various places. And this pestilence, that's this COVID-19 is a pestilence. It's affecting the entire world. It shut down the entire world. So when that stuff happens, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I see that happening right now. We are humbling ourselves. We are praying. We are asking God to forgive us of our sins individually, as well as corporately, as well as for our city, for our state, for our nation, that God will forgive us. And we need to turn from our wicked ways. And people are doing that. And God is hearing that. God is hearing our prayers now. And I believe we are going to see him heal our land if we continue to do this. We've got to continue to be obedient to what he is telling us to do. We need to hear him, have ears to hear what the Lord is saying to us, and then respond by being obedient. We did a study of Acts here on this program last year, and one of the key central themes of Acts is the obedience of the apostles and of the early church. When God told them to do something, they didn't ask questions. They did it. They didn't have to form all kinds of committees. They did what God told them to do, and just incredible things happened. And I believe we're at a point now where if we will do that, if we will be obedient and just do what he tells us to do, we are going to see many incredible things happen. I could keep on going, but I can't. I'm out of time. But I hope something I said today encouraged you. I hope through what I said you can hear how God is moving in the midst of this. He's not silent. He hasn't disappeared. He hadn't forgot about us. He's moving. And he is doing remarkable works. So let's keep praying. Let's keep going forth. Let's keep serving and helping one another, thinking of others more highly than ourselves, as we read in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. So let's continue to go forward in Jesus Christ, and we're going to see amazing things happen. Well, thank you again for joining me this morning for Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. May cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.